Dictation for Marniwin, MARNIEWIN. Date of birth is 3/30/1970. Date of service is 8/25/2023. Marniwin was recently admitted to extension emergency room for her bowel obstruction, which was unblocked by a natural means and non-operative means. Currently, the patient has been suffering from severe gout, kidney failure, heart failure. She is on various medications. Stent have been given. She's in intense care of nephrologist and a cardiologist and pulmonologist, and also primary care physician as well as various other doctors. She suffered from COVID-19 that happened. She had a respiratory failure, hypoxia, sarcoidosis, kidney failure, mood disorders, CHF, hypertension, obesity. She has lost almost 80 pounds of weight. She has a chronic knee arthritis with meniscus tear and various other ailments. Currently, she is under treatment for kidney issues by Dr. Reddy and cardiologist Dr. Qureshi, who are managing her water in and out, intake and output, and gout is managed by primary care doctor from Beaumont Hospital. And her pain in the lower back is 9, and knee pain is 9. Oh, it is complicated by arthritis as well as meniscus damage, ligament damage. Hoping for getting a surgery done. On the left knee, there was a surgery done, and she felt slightly more better than the right. She's taking Coreg 12.5 twice a day, Spiriva, Gabapentin, Hytrelazine, Colchicine 0.6 milligram daily, Allopurinol 100 milligram daily, Flexeril, Percocets, Elavel, Umax, Calcitrol, Carvedilol, Protonix, Spiriva, and Ventolin, handheld vitamin D, Doxepin. Because patient has a kidney failure, the doses for colchicine and the allopurinol is limited to less. 0.6 milligram a day for colchicine, 100 a day for allopurinol. The patient also cannot get a clearance from the cardiologist due to her issues with the right heart failure, congestive failure, swelling in the legs, shortness of breath, and various other ailments, including anemia and high blood pressure. Patient is here for pain relief, and her pains are 8 to 9 in both the knees and the lower back, and ADLs are affected 8. Please review the chart for rest of the ADLs and system review and and additional history, substance abuse, compliance history, etc. She reports a 70% improvement so far. Vital signs, blood pressure is 171 over 97. Pulse is 92. Pulse ox is 98. Please use the physical examination of 7/24/2023, 0724-076 for visit record for the physical exam, and diagnosis also is the same. The patient has been advised to continue seeing her doctors, primary care, kidney doctor, the cardiologist, continue the treatment. We have informed her clearly that we are only focusing on her knee pain and the lower back pain. And for now, the procedure are on hold as she is unstable in her medical conditions. So far, she already has 7 lumbar epidurals and 3 injections to both knees, and SI joint 2 times to both sides. And so she has done plenty good, and we don't want to load her up with steroid to disturb her sugar metabolism. Thank you. She'll be seen in 30 days' time. She's provided with Percocet, 10, 325 once a day. Thank you very much.